Raghavan Iyer is an Indian chef and writer who's tallied up awards for his classes and his writings, like his inspired tome, 660 Curries. The man has this gift with seasonings. Now in his latest book, he's coming to terms with a lifelong addiction, potatoes. He has new recipes from nearly every continent, and the book is called Smashed, Mashed, Boiled, and Baked, and Fried, too. Raghavan, good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, as always.
Am I right that potatoes, for the first time, have names?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just russet and redskin. It's, I mean, designer potatoes, right?
It is. And I think, you know, finally they're coming into the limelight after, what, 10,000 years?
Oh, 10,000.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. Potatoes do have varietal names. But I think for the most part, you know, people still shop based on the kind of potato they want for their recipe. Especially in North America, you see people are still looking for, you know, either your russets or your Yukon gold, but nobody's going to go into the store and say, do you have any Kennebec? We shoppers are still very much just looking for the type of potato.
Okay, so the book divides up potatoes by essentially their style.
Yes.
They're starchy, they're waxy, they're new, in quotation marks. And that dictates a lot about, you know, what recipe you're going to use them in. But just to get people thinking about looking for names, a couple in each category that we should keep an eye out for?
I feel like the workhorse of, you know, the starchy potato is the russet Burbank. That's your common potato that is now available just about everywhere.
And that's a great baker.
It's a great baking potato, but it's also a great potato for making the ultimate mashed potatoes as well, because of its low moisture content and high starch content. The Yukon Gold, which is a Canadian variety named after the Yukon River, but they added the name Gold to sort of pay homage to the California Gold Rush.
Oh.
And it's sort of middle of the line in terms of starch and moisture. So it's supposed to be like an all-purpose potato, whether you're making mashed potatoes or whether you're making potato salads. But on the other end of the spectrum, you know, you've got your red potatoes or your fingerlings now, which have a high moisture content.
Those are waxy.
Those are waxy, and they are beautiful for... So if you want the potato to hold itself well, to be cohesive, especially for pan roasting and for boiling, those work really well. And you're starting to see, you know, names like the Peruvian purple potato and the Russian banana and the Amarosa.
So what would you do with these? For instance, the Kennebec or the waxy kind of potatoes?
The waxy kind of potatoes, I would, you know, there's an amazing sort of my go-to salad. And I don't know about you, but, you know, I have a craving for a good mojito sometimes. And so one of the days when I was having a good mojito, I thought, wow, this would be amazing as a dressing for a good waxy potato. And so I had a variety of fingerlings, multicolored, that I boiled it until just they were tender. You don't want to overcook them. Then I took, in a mortar, I took some fresh mint and key limes. I had some key limes. And I muddled the two together. So the essential oils from the skin of the lime sort of permeated and flavored the mint. And the mint got much stronger, and threw in some coarse cracked black peppercorns and a really good sea salt. And then to top it all, I just added a little bit of sugar for balance, but I poured some white rum into it.
You actually did the alcohol part.
I did, because that's what made it a mojito. And so I combined all of that. Then I added it to the fingerling potatoes. As you know, Lynn, that the best way to for the potatoes to absorb the flavor is you can toss them while they're still warm.
Yeah, yeah.
And oftentimes people forget to do that. And so to give it a further pizzazz, I actually swirled in some fresh pomegranate seeds. And what I
looked gorgeous to look at.
Gorgeous. And the word that came to my mind was sexy, you know.
That too. Yeah.
Because I think we eat with all our senses, and to see the flavors come alive and the mojito just sort of, you know, sang with such pizzazz, and the mint came through beautifully well.
And so, lime, which is wonderful.
Yeah. And
with
the key
potatoes.
Limes really made a big difference.
Now that reminds me, you have a couple of recipes from the potatoes homeland, Peruvian recipes.
Yes, I have an amazing soup, locro de papa. The Ecuadors also claim that to be their soup as well. And so, but it's potatoes that are actually boiled in milk. And I to make it much richer, I added some cream cheese to that. And I punctuated the potato with a combination of cumin and annatto seed, which I ground, or the achiote seed, which gives that beautiful sort of a sunny disposition, a little bit of cayenne for kick, and I pureed everything. And the color of that soup was so dynamite. And you top it off with scallions and fresh avocado with a little bit of queso fresco or blanco, and you feel like this is the perfect soup for cold weather.
Oh, this sounds delicious.
But of course, you know, I'm a fried freak, and so to me, one of my favorite recipes in the book is cheesy tater tots with fresh tarragon.
Cheesy tater tots. So what do you do? Is it mashed potatoes?
No, it's actually, I used Yukon Gold for that, or you could use russet as well. And you sort of fry them at a low temperature and then until it's just barely brown, and then you drain it. And once it's cool, I pulse that with cheese curds. Because of the low moisture and just a little potato starch to bring it all together. And then I throw in some fresh tarragon. And then you shape them into these little tater tots. And then you fry them second time at a higher temperature. And oh my God, the recipe says you could feed about four people. But for me, it was just one person.
And it's very similar the way you make French fries.
It is.
A low temperature fry and then high temperature.
And then high temperature fry.
Okay, I'm sold. Raghavan. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, Lynn, as always. It's great to be with you.
Raghavan Iyer's book is smashed, mashed, boiled, and baked, and fried, too. He left us with a recipe for Peruvian potato soup, and it's on the website, splendidtable.org.